Bob?
I am Mr. George Bush.
Yeah.
You are, sir.
George.
Mr. President.
I had nothing of great importance. I know you're in Florida. But it's a thought that occurred to me when I spoke to the South Carolina legislature. I noticed a couple of very attractive women, both of them Republicans, in the legislature. And one good-looking and very attractive, and they had won and so forth. I spoke to Harry Dent about it when he came in to see me the other day, and I said, you know, some of these districts, particularly if they can do it in the South, I'm rather surprised they were there. It may be that against some of these, I don't want to go through the Lenore Romney thing, but
yeah.
I want you to be sure to emphasize to our people, God, let's look for some, because and I understand I don't do it because I'm for women, but I'm doing it because I think maybe a woman might win someplace or a man might not.
Good.
So have you got that in mind?
I will certainly keep it in mind, sir. Fine.
And if you talk to Harry about it, he'll tell you how they found these women.
Awesome.
I don't know how they did, but these were two in the state legislature, you see.
Yeah, that's great.
And boy, they were good looking and bright, and they told me, the Democrat who's a speaker said they said they're two of the best members of the House.
Well, that's terrific, and I hope this Janet Johnson, that she gets on board next week, she's young herself and attractive, and we want to get her folded well into the recruiting and the candidates.
Right.
Incidentally, sir, Ken Reese is going to start, I think, on March 3rd or 5th, and he'll be planning a while. I don't know if Bob Haldeman told you about my call regarding the Congressional Campaign Committee thing.
Yeah, I heard about that, and I said...
And it may be fine.
Michael's fine. He's a friend, and if you could get the two of them, it'd be great.
Well, I think the thing I wanted to be sure is that it wouldn't cause you any...
No.
If it went that route.
We didn't talk to Brown.
Yeah. Well, this would be good, and
right.
It'll work one way or the other, and I think that
right.
would be helpful. I'm not disheeding your advice, but I was locked into a couple of these Lincoln days, but it finished today, so we'll be back there on.
I'm sure they all love you. Okay.
I don't know about that. It's going good. It's going. I'll send you a little note on.
Good. You're getting a good reception.
Well, I think so. You are.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, you're going to win this. I was up in Rochester last night. They had 2,000 people.
New York?
Yeah, and they had this. This whole group of all these New York State fellas, and the mayor came up and gave me a slight protest on the city stuff, but then I said, look, he's going to win this thing, and he said, I know it. He said, it's very, very clear to me. He says, all I'm saying is I'm a Republican mayor, and if there's any way you can help, I said, well, hell, maybe we can find something. But the thing that impressed me was here was an urban, not the center city of New York City, but a big city, and the mayor...
And very socially conscious, too.
And yes, sir. And they think, nobody tells me they think we're going to lose on this tack of taxes, jobs, and keeping the cost of living, and it's, of course, down here where it's possible.
Of course, the other thing, too, is, George, that we are spending one hell of a lot of money. We're spending twice as much today on what we call human resources as we did 4 years ago. Now, that's just awful lot of dough.
We're hammering on that, and I think I'm
great.
Beginning to feel good about it all.
All right.
Okay, sir.
Good luck. Have a good visit.
Thank you, sir.